staff is daf lamed aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of lamed on the base at two daf. Initially, we had a machlokas about whether we could be meniach and erev in a bet haparot for a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, had said that it's okay if you have a bet hapras problem, because over there we said a person could be, after all, can use his blower to be menapeach bet hapras. As Rabbi Yehuda, even a bet haparot, how is that possible? Tana b'tnei sheyachol achutz v'lelech b'shidatei va'o migdal, because since it's possible, basically, to helicopter into a bet haparot, within the helicopter, you'll be protected from any tumah. Memela, obviously, holds kasover oil zaruf shmei oil. According to him, we have to say that even though we know that there's a machloket about whether a flying oil is considered to be an oil, obviously, if you hold that it would be some way for a kohen to get into the Beit HaKvarot, so that it should be huve ruva b'makom echad, must be that you hold oil zaruf shmei oil. Ubeplukted anitanoi, we've had this machloket many times, the Tanya. Hanichnas la'eretz ha'amim b'shidati v'umigdal rebi mitamei and rebi'as rebi'ad mitaher. We have a machlokas with a kohen who's yotzei l'chutz la'aretz and he's flying. Is he considered to be tamei because of tumas eretz ha'amim? So according to Rebbe, he's tamei. Rebbe's Rebbe is mitayer. My kamiflake marsover ohel zaruk shmei ohel. Marsover ohel zaruk shmei ohel. Of course, that's a lot of modern applications. Possible. Yeah, well, it's part of the elal issue. But maisa, it's not so precious because Tosfos learns over here and in many other places that everybody's made that an ohel zaruk at the time that it's in the air and it's not munach. There's many of the portion explained. Tosfos obviously doesn't know not in the air in the sense of that it's rolling, it's moving, that's not the point. And the air means what it's not supported at all. So if it's flying, everybody's made it. It has to be actually on the ground on some level. The question is if it's moving, is it considered to be an oil? Obviously, we'd have to be talking over here that it's made out of something that can be coated. So we're talking about something that is large enough. It obviously has to be large enough that it itself is not going to be a kalatuma. But that's not so difficult. We're talking about, even talking about cleates over here. When we're talking about Howard Hughes' flying duck, you know, what was the goose, the flying goose. Okay, so it's a cleates anyway that is too large to be mitaltel. It wouldn't be the kaputuma. But the elal issue has other, because over there is an ohel that's inside of the cargo. So there you have a relative ohel. It's not considered to be an ohel. The question would be like, maybe the take the rope on the bottom. This is a good question. And it's not Martians. It's a different galaxy, but the guy was being chased by a flying saucer. And they told him, if you don't put that air in the cemetery, we're going to take you up to our flying saucer. It was a horrible experiment. So believe me, that guy had no choice. They wanted to check out the coding genes. It was terrific to see what they were doing. So he put it into the cemetery. Says the Gemara of Haditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Me'argim Lekoin Tahor B'Trumato Hoha, the Kever. It's one thing to say, okay, Mela, how's he going to get into the Beit HaKvarot? And now here he's saying it's better than that. You could take the truma here, put it on top of a kever. The kohen is tar, so the truma is ruwi aloi. How's it going to be ruwi aloi? It's over the kabatuma, you put it on the kever. And the kohen's going to be able to get to his eruv. First of all, the problem is, how's he going to get there? He's going to obviously fly. He's just going to use a sheet of paper to make it up. But at the moment I put down the eruv, akiva the achta, it's my own, I understand. Didn't it become tame? The eruv is. As soon as I put it down, the air is made out of truma. We have a kabel tumah from the kever, and therefore is no longer ro'ui for any kohen. And since the gemara b'shalay hupsha, so it's talking about over here that we have perot or pot that was nilosh b'mei perot. So it was never actually makabel heksha. It was never wet. Never makabel tumah. So that's not a problem. However, there still is a problem that you have to be able to have access to your eruv. It's not going to be any different. Kohen, how's the kohen going to stretch his hand over the kever to get the eruv? This is no different than the eruv that is locked inside of a closet. We said before, if it involves Chilul Shabbat to get into the closet, then it's not kosher because he has no access to here. So what's the case over here? It's the Gemara of Echimai. How does he get it to himself? He gets into himself using kli eitz that don't have a Beit Kibul. So pshute kli eitz are not makabel tuma, and therefore there's no problem. What do you mean? When he takes the kli eitz, and I mean, we're talking about like a stick now, flat stick. Right? Flat stick. Chopstick may be actually a problem because it's shimushe yodam. But you see, he takes a daf, let's say, it's a shelf, and he takes sticks his hand out, and he's going to now pick up the eruv with the edge of the shelf. Said, but as soon as he does that, the shelf is going to be mahil over the kever. Then forget about it. Fine, it won't be makabel tuma, but it'll bring the tuma as oil, because it itself becomes an oil, touches his hand. So I understand. What good is it for the... Forget the kli. He's going to expose himself now to the oil on me, that the tuma is going to be transmitted located along the bottom of the kli. The Beit Elei Achudei. It's talking about over here that he puts it on its edge. On its edge, it doesn't have a shear of a tefa. So Mela, something that doesn't have a shear of a tefa cannot be Meili Esatuma. So if that's the case, why did the Rabbanon argue? I mean, you seem to have everything worked out over here. I mean, it would be able to get, I mean, Bishleim, in the case before, as it was Bebeta Kvarot. Okay, Beta Kvarot, you have a problem. How are you going to get there? You see. But when you're talking about Ala Kever, it's talking about a Kever Yechidi, not in the Beta Kvarot. In which case, there's no problem of getting in there. Ah, you're going to have a problem. As Tosis points out, but a Kever is Metame, its area four Amot around the Kever. So Tosis says, since that whole Halach is a Harchakad Rabbanan, that the Kohen shouldn't come to be Metame, even the Chachamim will hold that Oel Zaruk is Lav Shmei Oel, but there's certainly Maida, that if the only way that the Kohen can get in there is by helicoptering in, so then the Ein Lecha Heker, God only Zev. How's the guy going to come to be with Tamim? So if he knows the only way to go is he can rent a helicopter, that's the best Hachoker. So certainly the Chachamim wouldn't have argued if that's the case here in the case of Oel Zaruk. Okay. The Ritva seems to take for granted that, but no, that's going to bother me. Arba Amis, you have a long stick. What's the big deal? We're going to make a big deal about the Arba Amis. Yeah, with the old clip. Exactly. That's right. So that's what he used. But of course, it would have to be made out of Shute Kliyates. Remember, we had a problem. Yeah, we got a problem. We'll be Makabal Tumah, then there'll be Matami Him. That's one of the things we're trying to avoid over here. Okay. So then why is the Rabbonin arguing? Ah, there's a different issue, says the Gemara. You're forgetting. And that is, if you have the Eruv on a Kever, then that means that you're building your home on a Kever. It'd be Kaneshvisa on the Kever. But the problem is, the Kever is Yisrei Hanot. So how are you going to be Kena and Eruv? Because anything that a Shaifa the mates is Aser Ba'anah. If that's the case, Rabban and Taina, Aser, we cannot buy it, Bisrei Ana'ah. And since over here it's Ana'ah, what is the Ana'ah that you're able to go now and walk out to Abba's Aunt Sally, the great Aunt Sally? So Mamela, that's considered to be Ana'ah. So how can we allow you to be Kena, your Eruv, in a place which is Aser Ba'anah? So wait, so then what's the Bechad Rebuta Sarum Butter? Rebuta doesn't agree that you can't be Kena Eruv, Bisrei Ana'ah? No, he holds Mitzvah Ledesnin. So since Eruv is a mitzvah, what's the problem? That's not called Hanah. It's the Hanah, it's only Osir. Where are you being netted from it? How am I being netted from it over here? So you're telling me, Allah, you're my Rava. Mitzvah's lavla and it's nitnu. Lamek et tanoyim, I understand. So you're coming out now that it's a machlokus tanoyim, whether mitzvah's lanot nitu or not. Is that what you're saying? You're saying, according to Rav Yehuda, there's no problem. I feel the Beit HaKvarot. Rabbanon and all, you can't. Why not? We figured out every angle. You can helicopter in, you can use a kli that's not going to be Makabal Tuma, you can have it, but it'll be less than a tefach, and it'll be Ovi Amadea, less than the whole, all of the questions we have to discuss over. So what was the problem? It turned out that the only problem was that they hold that it's Easter Ehano. So it turns out that there's a machlokes. You're telling me there's a machlokes about whether mitzvahs nitnu l'ehano is mitzvahs l'ehano is nitnu l'ehano is nitnu. That's incredible. Because I mean, we certainly know famous sugya l'gabe shofar. They use a shofar shel oila for Rosh Hashanah. It's Easter Ehano. Says a Rava, what's the problem? Mitzvahs lav l'ehano is nitnu. You're telling me that Rava said that only Ali but the Rav Yehuda? And that it's really a machlokes tanoim? He fooled us. Of course not. Isvir ludein arm and eladvar mitzvah. The kulei alma mitzvahs lav l'enas nitnu. That's not the machlokes. The machlokes is an eruv of mitzvah. That's the machlokes. If the mice, everybody would agree that you can only make an eruv with tzarek mitzvah, then everybody would also agree there's no problem in putting it on a kever. The machlokes over here is whether you're allowed to make an eruv even shalei l'tzarek mitzvah. If you're allowed to make a shalei l'tzarek mitzvah, then it turns out that you're being nene.
What is it?
Let's see. It could be that there was a movie showing in the other side. Maybe he holds this man Yom, the movies are not a mitzvah. And so in the Mela, it would be even an Avela. You never know. It could be something. So the Shaila is, are you allowed to make an Eruv for such thing? Obviously, this involves a lot of other issues. Because, I mean, let's say, even if you would hold, you can't make the Eruv Elul Dvar Mitzvah. You're telling me that you're not allowed to have any Arma at all? I mean, I'm making the Eruv in order to hear a Shir in the other town. One of the examples. I'm making an Eruv to hear a Shir. So you're telling me if somebody invites me for a meal, I certainly can't eat the meal because I'll enjoy the meal. Then it'll turn out that I was Nena because I had Mika's Gravlax over there. I wouldn't have been able to get it if I made the Eruv. That's crazy.
Well, couldn't you enjoy the Shir too? I mean,
but what about the part that I am being mad from? In other words, the question over here can't be that we're saying that the let's take the other side. I mean, let's say if you hold, I made the Erev fines, I made the Erev Shalikin, but is Lamaiz an Erev? And that's what the Chlavon they argue. So I put it there. You said you're a bad boy, you shouldn't have put it there.
Awesome.
Fine, I did it easier. And now, Lamaiz, where's my Mokum Shvita? So what you have to say is that the Rabbanan were Kevea, the Dinim, of what what is considered to be an Eruv based on the Iker Takana of Eruv, not the particular case. So they said, if you're going to be Kain of Yisrael, no, that type of Eruv we were Mitakein. Okay? On the other hand, once we're Mitakein such an Eruv, obviously the thing that you're doing right now is being not being Nene from the camera. That was done. But that isn't Hana'ah. Either maybe incidental Hana'ah to come out of it, that's not called being Nene from the fact that you have a bias in the camera. That's not the point. I have an Eruv. Once I have an Eruv already, then I no longer need to think, what was it that allowed me to have the Eruv? So that's clear from the whole sugya, otherwise none of this matters. Okay, so therefore, Tainis Rav, everybody is made a mitzvot lav le'anot mitnu. The Shiloh of here is an Eruv only made for a mitzvah, or is an Eruv also made for a Dvar Rishos? If it's also made for a Dvar Rishos, again, we're not going to be mechalek between a particular case and another case. It means that the same sense that we said before, the takana of Eruvin is not built around no chashash for being nena from the Eruv, because an Eruv is not directly connected to Tzerech Mitzvah. And Mamela, the Rabbanan, did not allow Eruvin that were made in a Bokam where it was also Bahano. The Nafkamina, whether Lamaisa, you're being nena from this Tzerech Mitzvah or not, is no longer relevant. So therefore, Achatain is Rava Achabakam Yiflege. The real machloket over here is that Mar Savar Ein Ma'arvim El Ledvar Mitzvah, Umar Savar Ma'arvim Afil El Ledvar Arishim, in which case everything adds up perfectly well. Nobody is arguing on me when it comes to a Shefer that's made out of an Eilah Shal Hagdish, which is also Bahano. For sure, Tkia Shefer is a Mitzvah, and therefore there's not a problem. So wait a minute. So when Rabbi Yosef said, Ein Ma'arvim El Ledvar Mitzvah, we're going to see later on. You're telling me that Rabbi Yosef said a Maimer Stam that was Aliba only Rabbi Yuda? Let me get to know you. This is the way Rav is explaining it. No, I will tell you. Obviously, Kulei Alma Ein Ma'arvim El Ledvar Mitzvah, as I said. Furthermore, Rav is also correct that the Kulei Alma Mitzvah is Lav Lehenes Mitzvah. And my focus is this. The shaila is whether we have to worry about what happens afterwards. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the etzem kinyan of the Erev is a mitzvah. Fine. Now you're telling me, but you're going to continue to be nene from the kever? I don't have any interest in continuing to be nene. And my interest in the kever was the kinyat Eruv, period. That's over, it's over. I don't need my Erev to be sitting now on the kever once I was kinyan shvisa. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, nechale dimintra the itzrich ochale. The problem is that the guy all Shabbos long is very happy about the fact that his Erev survives, because Lamaisa, if he gets hungry, he'll go eat the Erev. And in that case, it turns out that he was utilizing his Mokum Shvisa on this kever for his own purposes. After he was trainer, right at the beginning of Shabbos, he was trainer his Mokum Shvisa. But he continues to have an interest in utilizing the kever. Therefore, the Chachamim said, even though the Etzem Kinyan Erev was a Tzorech Mitzvah, we don't create a situation of being Kena Mokum Shvisa, where it's going to lead you to be doing Yisuri Ano over the course of Shabbos. Therefore, this is not the right Eruv that we were meant to
carry. As opposed to going to the shir and then having a nice shul on the other side of the family, that's not the same thing.
No. So here it's the etzem Eruv itself that I want it to remain an Eruv in that fashion. Ma'arvin b'dmai b'ma'aser rishon shenitla trumato b'ma'aser sheni v'hegdesh sheniftu v'hakohanim b'chalam. So you can, of course, we know what's coming. We've had this so many times. It's a little sneaky business about nitla trumaso, trumaso, b'kri, not b'kri. Did you take the chaymish? You didn't take the chaymish. You use an asimon. We know where we're going already, but okay, that's good for us. So you can go ahead, you make an Eruv with Dmai, and this means, in other words, I bought this bread, let's say, from an Amaretz. I have no idea whether he took now the matonis that he needed to take from the grain, or b'ma'as serisha. I can use my serisha, even though I took my truma. What? And of course, we know the answer to that. It means that we took the truma of Trumas Meiser, but we never took from a Gedalim. I'm talking about Shigdimu B'kri. It's going to come out as we have so many times. Or Meiser Sheni the Egde Sheniftu, and again, it'll be talking about Sheniftu, but I didn't do the correct bidyan, was Meisiv Chemish, and Chemish not Ma'akim, and so on. But again, we'll let the Gemara go through this. The Kohanim Bechala, I mean, one way of understanding is Dafke Kohanim Bechala, which would mean that it's going according to some, going to Rabbanan, I mean, anybody. With the Bechala, it's no different than the Yisrael Betruma. Bechala is the same thing as Truma. Some Rishonim say that the Kohanim Bechala is just saying the deeper behavior. The Kohanim could use their Chala, because we've been talking about Meisiv Sheni, the Eggish, which would be in your own Rishon, so the Kohanim would have Chala in their Rishon. Avalo Beteva, Avalo Bemaaser Rishon Shalom, Nitla Trumato, Velo Maaser Sheni Vegdesh Shalom Nivdu. You cannot, however, use real teva or Maaser Rishon where you didn't take off Truma. What's the okay? It's talking about that you took off Truma. You took off Truma's Maaser, but over here was already Chayev. You weren't Igdima, and ended up being Igdgan, as we'll see. Or Hegdesh Maaser Sheni Shalom Nivdu. Again, it doesn't mean Shalom Nivdu totally. It means Shalom Nivdu Agabe Yasimon and Mela. It wasn't a kosher opinion. That's what a Mishnah. Ask the Gemara. You're saying demai. And ma'arav can be demai. How could you be ma'arav and be demai? Holoichosi, right? Demai. Who's demai roi for? The Tosfos says lechora. This kasha is only being asked according to Sumcha. Because according to Rabbanan, we know that aniyim can eat demai. So what's the question? It's no different than being ma'arav yayin lenazir, or in the case of the truma for Yisrael. Lechora, the question over here is for Sumcha. So according to him, how does he explain the fact that you can be ma'arav with demai? Why doesn't he argue? Because midudi boy mafkelu manichse v'aviyani b'chosule hashnami chosule. The same way that we know that Sumcha said earlier legavi nazir b'yayin, that since it's possible to be shoyl on his neder, no, it wasn't. So therefore, it's considered to be within his hands to make this something which is right for him. Here too, it's very easy to become an oni. You know, it could take your whole life to collect it, but you could lose it all in a minute. All he has to do is stand up and be mafkris nechosim, and the mail it'll be bottle. So therefore, it would be okay. Question is, I mean, the shayla on this whole issue is, why can't you just be metakein food? Because even if you're going to tell me that we're going, I'll leave it a sheet that we said before. We had a machlokas before about whether you could be metakein ben hashmashot, whether komash or asur chachamim, did they answer it also ben hashmashot? But remember, when it comes to demai, everybody's going to demai ben hashmashot. Is that it would be mutter? It would be mafreshet. What are you saying? Safek chashicha, safek ena chashicha. So you can be a master and as a demai. So what's the shabbat? What's the tzarich mitzvah? No, you don't need to have it on Shabbos. You're paying a ben hashmashot.
He's not there, but you wouldn't be there
to. No, so what? It's always theoretical. Shaila is what you could have done. It was always what you had. You're a yayin, but nazir b'yayin. You weren't a shayla on your neder. Okay, you could be shayla on your neder. Yeah, at the time that you're kena erev, that's what defines it. Could this be right for you? Yeah, fine. You have the same problem, by the way, lagabe Shabbos. You can't be mafker on Shabbos if you hold that hefker as dinim of kinyan. It's to machloka, they don't bring a riot. We shouldn't talk about this. Why don't we actually raise that issue? So, Tosfos has a very interesting character. Tosfos answers, it's talking about is you only have exactly the amount of your two tzedes. He says, but before the Gemara says, my paska? In a case like that? But he points out a very interesting thing, that my paska is the pshat. Always, that why are you saying the Mishnah would only work out in this way, right? But generally speaking, what did my paska mean? That basically a Mishnah presents a case which is meant to be usable across the board. It's unreasonable to say that Tana is talking about a particular case. Exactly. Which means he's talking about all cases. All right, he's talking about all cases. So then over here, that means that we're saying in the Mishnah, even in a case where you have only mitzum tzam, and if you took off, you would have less than a shir of Erev, we're still saying that ma'arav and demai. Otherwise, what in a pinam, it has nothing to do with it. It's not being mitakein. That's the reason we can't say that it's biyada l'takein. Okay, so alo chazilei, he says, it's the gemara, midi boy mafka l'da nichse v'aliyoni v'chazilei, hashtanami chazilei, as we've seen so many times, it's done, ma'arav and demai, demai, v'tachsanya demai. Remember the famous machlok, as Rashi does, achsanya demai. Rashi always learns the names Malcha Yisrael, Jewish achsanya. Those who said, even the question whether you're allowed to give goyish assault because you're paying up your debts with money that belongs to Kohanim, Levim. Okay. But in any event, so according to Rashi, it's a Pashta. So anybody basically could eat Demai under the correct circumstance. Omri Huna, just you should know that Tana Bet Shamay Omri Vein Machilin Taniyim Demai Bet Yilel Omri Machilin Taniyim Demai. And the Shita that we find over here is the Shita Bet Yilel. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. B'Maaser Rishon Shnitla Truma Torah. I should hope so. Shita. I mean, if you can't use Maaser Rishon Shnitla Truma Torah, what can you use? That's about the most kosher food you could have. So what's wrong with using it for an ear? Says, ah, the chiddush is that you were not only trumaser, meaning you were only neitel trumat maaser, and you were not neitel trumah gedolah. So lo tzrich shekdimo b'shibolim. You went down over here as a levin instead of taking your maaser as you normally would after the owner was already mafresh trumah. Because usually you would get it already only after they stacked the kri and it was mechuyev in trumas and maasers. But over here you took it early, so you took it while it was still in the shibolim, at which point it hadn't yet become chayev in trumah gedolah. You take it home. And you take off the Trumat Maser, and you never take off the Truma Gedela. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that indeed you don't have to, as a Levi, take off the Truma Gedela if you take off the Trumat Maser in a case where you received the Maser before it had a din of Dagan. Uker Rabbi Avu, Amr Shlokish. Yom Rabbi Avu, Amr Shlokish. Maser Rishon, Shehigdimo, Bishibolin. And we just had this basically twice. Over the past two Masechtas, we've had this. We're going to have it again and again. But Maser Rishon, Shehigdimo, Bishibolin, Potur, Bitruma Gedela. If the Levi gets his Maaser Rishon, it's still in its raw state, he never has to take off the Truma Gedola. How do we know that? Shnemar v'harimotam imenu Trumat Hashem Maaser min ha-Maaser. What is saying about harimotam? Trumat Hashem is Maaser min ha-Maaser. Yes, Maaser min ha-Maaser, amartikha. That's full extent of the Truma that you have to take off. The low Truma Gedola v'Trumat Maaser min ha-Maaser. There was a some time in which the Trumat Hashem is defined as Maaser min ha-Maaser. And no more than that is necessary.
When everything is Maaser.
No, not whenever.
No, I'm saying, when if you take it and before before the Truman Donut was
Chayim. No, not before it's Chayim. No. Also not accurate. No. No. As we'll see in a minute. On my layer of Papala Abaye, if that's the case, why don't we go all the way and say, Afilo Yigdimo Bikri Nami? And so why is it Tadavka Shigdimo Bishibolim? Even if it was marked in Bikri, and Tosfos explains the reverse trap over here is Dafka to tell us that Rav Mati's point is wrong, and that the issue is Bedavka, because otherwise, why would I think? Because I'm still potter if it's Bikri. I'm not Chayim until it's Re'at Ne'abai. So if you're telling me that the issue is it Mitchayev or not Mitchayev, you could have said, even if it wasn't Bishibolim. So why, Mara Ita, why did you say it this way? That's how you learn. Okay. So in other words, the Nekuda isn't specifically the Hitchayvut or non-Hitchayvut, because we're even not allowing Yigdimo Bikri, that's Yigdimo Bishibolim. But as Rashi says, the getter is that the Rishus Kayin is Chalan. It's a fascinating idea. I mean, here he doesn't talk about it before in Shabbos. That's the way he puts it. It's an inner Rishus Kayin. So in Kayin, he says, why don't we say even Shigdimo Bikri? Oh, if so, Amalei, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew somebody, a guy like me was going to make trouble. So Alecha Amakra, because of you, the Torah speaks out specifically. Mikom Asrotechem Tarimu Eskol Trumat Hashem. Now, there's really no such pasuk. So the most learned that the pasuk that's referred to is indeed part of the first pasuk, which says Mikom Asrotechem, and the continuation in the second pasuk, which says Mikom Matnotechem Tarimu Eskol Trumat Hashem. So notice before, we have Kain Tarimu Gamatem. There it says Mikom Asrotechem, but it doesn't say Et Kol Trumat Hashem. So this, we're applying it Kol Trumat Hashem. What is it? Kol Trumat Hashem. Obviously Kol Trumat Hashem. But the point is, there are times when you'll have to take off every different type of truma, where it won't be enough to take off maaser mina maaser as trumat maaser, but you have to take off every truma, kol truma. So if ask the Gemara Mara Ita, how do you know which one to refer to? This is where the reverse says it's chayav. In other words, what do you mean? I mean, obviously the earlier the better. I mean, why would I think the later one is chayav? No, he says that's not the point. But why did you make the kri? Why did you make rather the shibolim the moment of changeover? Why did you say that the question would be once it's re'ah p'nei abayit, where over there it becomes chayav? Why do you say that it has to do with the kri? If it's a gedima b'kri, that it's chayav because high idgan high low idgan. The question over here is whether it has a din of being tevel agave truma is defined whether it's called dogon. So, okay, since it's reishis dogon, but once it's in the kri, it's called dogon. Will be chayav. I mean, that's the point that the Rav is making. When you say maybe it should be part of truma gedola because it wasn't chayav in meiser, the mashmah becomes chayav in truma erchan at this point. We go matmuteh. But even though it wasn't yet chayav in meiser, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why should we say you would be the closer you get to a chayav, that would be the time that you're part of from the truma gedola? What's the Gemara saying? Mara eat. I mean, any idiot could tell you that. No. Okay, we had other pratim before on Shabbos. Here we go. Not our main sugya over here. So it's an interesting other about the Riva. Uba meiser sheni vehegdish sheniftu. Is it understand? Pshita. What's better food for an Eruv, given Shinasa mitzvah chas, let's go do another mitzvah. I mean, we should even be mahaber to make an Eruv out of Meisah Sheni Shinifest. And what's the chiddush? Lo tzricha shenatana takeren v'lo natana takhomesh. He's the violin. He did the pinion, and he didn't pay his extra 25%, which is a chomesh of the total. And kamash randein ha-chomesh v'akev, even though he wasn't completely quoted and finished paying up, but it's still a pinion because he paid the value of the keren. Avalo betevel or egesh alone,
yifto.
Sure. For the Gemara Pshita, I mean, if it wasn't yifto, so it wasn't Roy. Why would it wasn't my friend? So why would I think that it's a good Eruv? Lo tzricha betevel tovu min rabbon. Talk about over here, let's say, where you were zoreit batzit sheino nakut. Okay, if it was tevel tovu min rabbon, and I would have thought, all right, it's not ma'ake b'diavad. If you made the Eruv with it, to mashmalan, that indeed it is. V'lo b'maaser rishon sheloni tla trumat. Oh, obviously pshita. Ah, the chiddush over here is, you did take the truma. You took the trumat ma'aser. You didn't take the truma gedolah. But you waited, the levi at this time didn't get it b'shibolim. He got it once it was already Yidgan. It was in the Kree. So it's talking about Lotzrichik Dimo Bikri, Vinitlamim, and Natlamim and Trumat Maser, Velonatlamim and Trumat Gedolah. So Ma, the Tamek Ramler of Papala Abaya, you might think that just as with Papasat Abaya, once it says that I only have to take Maser, Mina Maser, so I was Yitzing, Kamash Mulan, Kiddishani Lay, that's what Abaya answered him, Alech HaMakro. That's good for the Kiddishan Mishan, Alech HaMakro, Mikomat Notechem Tarimu, it's Kol Trumat Hashem. And therefore, this case is too late already. Once it's Bukhuyav and Truma, you got to take off Kol Trumat Hashem. Obviously, it's talking about that you were pota them, but you were not pota them properly. So let's say maaser, you used an asimon instead of a tel card. I mean, what good is that? So therefore, I would say that if you're paid a maaser agape asimon, okay, but it still worth something. And rechmon amar v'tzar ta'kesel, asimons are not good for taking a pinyon because since it says a lotion of tzara, tzarat kesel, it means kesef sheyesh alav tzura. It has to be a coin that has on it a a shape that makes it the coin, that its coinage is its pressed value, and not the fact that you have a plug that's an asimon. Hegdesh, Hegdesh is talking about the Yerum Chalet, but Yerum Chalet on Karka. It's on Karka. The Torah says, V'natana kesef kama over there. We actually, it's not because of the Lashon of Kesef, it's because we do a klal prado klal over there to show that it has to be something that is nitan miyad v'yad. It's okay. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, as we've seen so many times, that that type of pinyan is not chal b'diavad and you pay up, it's b'chlal, not chal.
In those days, coins were anyway only the value of the weight. So what
would you think? They were stamped coins.
They were
stamped coins. Sure, because, yeah, otherwise you're basically here, you need to weigh it, and like this, weigh it damp, and you can see clearly the surah of the stamp, and it has a face value. The Maaseh Tosfos points out that there are asimonim that have a surah, because he brings rayas from cases where you can have an asimon where you have the matbeya is wood, for instance, also called an asimon, even though there's a surah. So you have to say that the Rashi Pshat is that wherever it's not made properly, kitzurah to kesef. The surah, either it's missing the surah, it's missing the kesef. But either way,
so the
be a problem.
Hmm? Vezek asimon might work.
If it had a value. Somebody who sends an eruv in the hands of someone who doesn't have dot. Oh, biad misheno modeh eruv. He sends it with someone. It's not referring to a goy because it's not proportional. It's not referring to a goy. The Gemara is going to say it's talking about, let's say, a kutis. Somebody who isn't mekabel dinim of eruv. I'm mekabel this whole sugya of the rabbanim. But he says, okay, I'll do you a favor. But nonetheless, it's not considered to be an eruv since he doesn't believe in eruv. And why that's true isn't clear. We'll see. Actually, it's in my clothes. The imam alacher lekablo mimeno. If he made a real shliach to be at the receiving end and to take it from the cherusha to take it from the kuti, so then I raise a eruv. Lemaisa asks the Gemara, why do I need to have a bardas to make an eruv? We know that we can use a katan, and indeed the minhag was use a katan to go around and collect the eruv from the people that were in the chutzner, people that were using the mavui. And it says beferish la'amir avuna katan govet eruv. So how can a katan be govet eruv if the katan is not suitable for doing anything with what he was govet? So when it comes to eruvei tchumim, what's the whole meaning of an eruv? I have to be kene, my makom shvi. I have to be kene. A katan isn't someone who is bar kinyani. Mashenken, when it comes to the eruv in the chotzer, the fact is that we all participated in a meal. It's the participation in the meal. There's no kinyanim that are necessary. So in having participated together, so we're fine. We're all okay. What's that? Same
thing. If you have to be there.
No, but the kinyan of the Mokum Shvisa is the putting of the eruv there. That's how you're kind of.
A person has to do it.
If someone has das, you can use a shliach who has das.
But you can't beam it.
You can't beam it. Unless beaming it is as if you're nice. But this type of thing, sending it ahead, lechara would not be enough. So, okay. That's Rashi's approach. Lemaisa, there's a big problem with this because as Tosa says, we ought to be able to beam it, right? Because we certainly find by Me'ila, I have some Me'ila that's going to be done with someone who doesn't have that. So over there in that case, the Cheresh Veshaita Vekot, they went ahead, they were made, see it, so fine, so it was Aldati. So then the Balabai is his ma. So why should this be any different? So the Gemara over there asks, it says it, why is it good? What's the difference? You could always send your Erev using a trained monkey, no? Which we're going to discuss in a moment. So why is he worse than a trained monkey? So something is very funny about this is later on we say that it's not an Erev with a trained monkey. The Gemara uses elephants as well. It's going from one extreme to the other, but I'm sure that Mika would be happy with either one. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? So Tosfos learns that the problem over here is that since Eruvei Tchumim, Lemaisa are based on a pasuk, because the Al Yetze Ish with the Al Yotze Ish, that whole discussion where the old of Rabbi Akiva, you don't, but you certainly have a smichas in the pasuk, saying that there's an Indian. Not to be Yotze, but Yeraisim, it's Bichutz Lefun. Therefore, we don't believe the cut. That's the problem. So the issue is, we don't trust him. No, not because he argues on that. It's not because of Das, but that the act was done.
But if it's actually there in the end of it, there.
How do you know it's there? We're going to see. We're getting there. Let's wait till we go through the case of the peel and the coat. Okay, but Lemaisa Eruv HaChatzeris that have no mucker at all in the Torah, it's over there. The Katam will collect it and so on. We don't have a problem with that. So, okay, we shall see in a moment the complications of Tosfos' pshat, but we have two basic pshat. Whether it's an Indian of being Machmir and Eruvei Tumim because of the Asmachta and Yeraisa, and therefore we want to make sure that he didn't turn around and come back with the Eruv, or whether Lemaisa we need a Kinyan and a Katam is Lavark. Mikne and Memela, he's no good for making Erev Tumim, only for Erev Chatzeret, which is the fact that we were Ma'arev. O biad misha eno modeh be'eruv, referring to whom? I mean, who's not modeh be'eruv? It can't be referring to a goy, it's a double prashit. I can't make him a shliach, no? So man omrefis kutoi. What's the issue over here of the kutoi? Because someone who isn't, doesn't believe in something, is not neman to be made on what it is that he did. We don't trust him because he doesn't give any. And even if Lamaisa, so Ben Yonatan speaks out, even if Lamaisa, we see him with a telescope depositing the Erev. How do we know that he puts it on the Erev? So this Shmo wants me to stick it down in fine, I'll stick it down. The shame what? Whatever shame who wants. So well, he's gonna put it down there for shame king and Erev. So since the union of an Erev is that there needs to be a das in the Tzanok, and somebody puts it down, Shalom, the shame Erev, so then it would be valuable. But that seems again to accept that there needs to be an act of union that can't be met. So there must be other children because he too, as we'll see. V'im amar la'acher l'kabla min ha'reza Erev. If he says to somebody else, look, you stand there, you, when he gets there, you take it from him, put it down the shame Erev, and it's okay. And understand, how is it okay? How do we know that it got there before? I mean, isn't that the problem? It's certainly according to Tosis, that was the whole problem, is that we're afraid it never got there. So what good is telling somebody else to take it from him if it never doesn't even get there? We're going to see later on a case, according to Rav Chisda talking about, that he is able to see with a telescope that this guy brought it to the person that was supposed to put it down. And he doesn't see the person putting it down, but that's okay, because I can be same on the person who is a normal bardas and they made it a shliach. How do I know? How do we know that the guy who claimed he was going to take it from him actually did so? Now, Tosfos says that this is a unique case of needing to prove that shliach was shlichuto. Because in this case, the shliach recognizes that you too are in doubt about whether it's ever going to get there. That's the whole point. So the shliach is thinking to himself, okay, I mean, the guy is telling me if it gets there, I should take care of it. No, man, it's probably not going to get there. I mean, how do I know that it's, I won't even bother going out.
You
appointed the second shliach. So normally, and if you know, we would have accepted, wouldn't have asked, maybe he didn't do it. But since over a year, he knows that it's very possible it didn't even come to him. So Mimela, I'm not being samech on him, really. He knows the guy's not relying on me, because how does the guy know? So anyway, so he doesn't feel the whole achrayus on him. Therefore, we're asking over here, so Dilma lo shak, you mean, eh? Answers the Gemara, Kedi Yom Rabbi Yechiyo, Chazok HaShliach HaSer Shlichuto. In all cases, HaChaname, Chazok HaShliach HaSer Shlichuto. And where did Rabbi Yechiyo say that? Both of them, and we said like Rabbi Chista said, we said before, and then we said like Rabbi Yechiyo said, what was where was the Kedi Yom Rabbi Chista that you saw him through a telescope? Or Kedi Yom Rabbi Yechiyo that Chazok HaShliach HaSer Shlichuto. What case were they referring? The Tanya not no lepil olicho. You give it to your trained elephant. He carries it over with his trunk and he sets it down in the right place. Or lekof, or you give it to your trained monkey olicho. And he brings it over there. Ain ze eruv. Then it's not a good eruv. But ima malach erlekablo himeno. Areze eruv. If you told somebody on the other end when my elephant gets there, take it from him and put it down. The shame eruv.
Give him a good tip.
Then it's a kosher eruv. Well, the owls won't. I mean, they'll demand it.
Parshas Noah.
You have to give him five knots.
Because
of Parshas Noah. So there, we asked over there also, boy, Cyber Josh has got no time tonight. So tell me, what's playing tonight, Cyber Josh? The Dilma Lomam, too late. Maybe he'll never make it. It's talking about that you're watching through a telescope and you see that the elephant and the peel get and the goat get to the area where the guy is.
So you
can watch
it. Send an SMS from when
he could. Yeah, that's true. And here is where Rabbi Yechiel said, "Chazaka shliach oseh shlichuto." This is exactly where we learned Rabbi Yechiel's halacha. We're applying it also to the case of a cheresh shaita v'katan.
And elephant.
He said it by elephant. We're applying it even to the case of the cheresh shaita v'katan.
Even an elephant can be a shliach.
No, you don't need a shliach. It's mice appeal the elephant.
So what is he saying?
The guy who we appointed to take it from the peel.
Can we appeal
this decision? By
mail
would be proud.
Could be a
goy
also, right?
No, we're talking about a mice appeal. Okay, so again, I mean, we need to qualify the sugya and meila. According to this, I see you're all in a big hurry. I mean, we could start.
But Nachman doesn't agree.
Look at this. He's got time suddenly. Amr of Nachman, b'shel teira ein chazaka shliach eisa shliach. To be samech on the chazaka unless you know 100% that he did the shlichus, it can't be said of a chazok if it comes to your eyes. B'shal sofrim, however, if it comes to the taklamis rabbanon, like eruvin, where it's not so chomer, so over there you could be saying that chazok is shlichus of a chazok. Whereas Rav Sheshe says, echazeh v'echazeh, I don't care if it was a deraisa. You could be saying that a shlichus is a shlichus. I'm Rav Sheshe, I'll prove it to you. It's not. Mishikorav ha'omer, utar ha'chodesh miyad. The moment you know on the 16th day of Nisan that the Omer was Karuv, you don't have to wait till the end of the day until Chodesh is Huta. If there's obviously a Chas V'Shalom, there's no Beis Amik, that should sound okay. Could be that we're not after till the end of the part. But that's saying if there is a Beit HaMikdash, you know that the Omer was brought, you're in Yerushalayim, you can eat your Chodesh, isn't it? How about people that live far away from Yerushalayim? Mutarim lechatzot hayom ve'elach, even though despite the fact that if you could bring the Omer, so then it only becomes Mutar when you bring it. So how can they rely on the fact that lechatzot hayom it's kosher. Why? Because they're shliach to bring. They didn't bring it. They have a shliach. So they have the kayanim and their shluchim. They're relying on their shluchim. V'chadash is certainly an issur d'oraisa. And it says over here, Arachokim utarim v'chatzot hayom v'eilech. Why? Because chazak ha-shliach oser shlichuto. So la b'shul chazak ha-shliach oser shlichuto. It says, Nachman, what are you talking about? That's a special case. And it actually says b'feirush over there, if you very conveniently left out the next word. Hasam kirik tani taimet says, quote, l'fi shiyodim she'ein beitin mitat Limbo. What's the comparison of the din of shlichut to the din of where Bezdin is responsible for something? That's not become shlichut. So over there, fine, I understand that a Bezdin will make certain that the Omer is brought by the time Chatzos comes along. As a matter of fact, because of this obvious problem in Rav Sheshes' proof, we have an Ikedi Amre that actually brought this as a proof for Rav Nachman. Ikedi Amre Omer Rav Nachman. Mina mina la, prove to you that you cannot rely on a shliach. Because why does it say over there that diktani time l'fishiyot v'shein beitin that's limbo. Why does it say over there that the only reason that Rechokim are allowed to eat Chadash Mechatzot is because they know that they can rely on Beit Din? So you see, it's only because Beit Din would allow Mahatz limbo. But if you would be relying on just some crazy Shliach, you would never be able to rely on him. HaShliach, we would say maybe it would be Mitatzel, and you don't say Chazak HaShliach or Shlichuto. So how is Rav Sheshes going to explain that? Rav Sheshes Amar Lecha, well, I never said how quickly a Shliach would be Oser Shlichuto. No, did I? So okay, so of course a Shliach is a lazy guy. He gets it done, but he doesn't necessarily get it done by Chatzot. But Shliach Oser Shlichuso, is that indeed he gets it done? So the truth is that because of Bezin Lo Misatzlin, you can rely on Chatzot. So Beit Din Ad Pagad Yuma Shliach, may take him the whole day to get it done. So that therefore it wouldn't help you very much.
Therefore, when he gets the Shabbos, you know he did it by Bein Echmos.
In our case, this is his last opportunity.
Yeah. Anybody who has had to do it by
the Shabbos. Oh my God! And knows that there's no good Shliach.
6 months, not a day.
It's true. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Of course, it works if you send a letter from the state.
Government
does not have to be a hero. Government does not have to be a hero. That's right. No, the Gemara talks about that. Okay, Rabbi, it's been a great pleasure being with you once again on this pleasant Shabbos. We're grateful that Sabbat Josh was able to take out time from his schedule.